but not an entirely inaccurate caricature. The Romans, in a way, really did suffer from, or feel, and not particularly suffer from, a sense of cultural inferiority to the Greeks. What they were better at, and what they knew they were better at, were just those things which Europeans tend to think that Americans, painful though it may be to admit such a thing, might be better at. Technology, this dumb, non-speculative, hands-on, dirty, let's make dull practical use of these beautiful ideas kind of technology that actually gets roads and bridges built and builds stuff that works. The Romans were great at that kind of thing. Fabulous. Public toilets, public baths, warm and cold water steam rooms, the whole shebang. Clean water. Good roads, all of that stuff, that the Romans excelled at. Concrete, which is laughable in a way, but it so typifies what's Roman about Rome. You know, nobody gets mushy about concrete, right? I mean, cinder blocks, wow. And yet, they're cheap. You make them out of sand, mostly. They're durable. You don't have to carve them. You can pour them into molds. It's a great building tool. The Romans loved it. They put marble on the outside so it looked nice, but the insides, the guts, concrete. That's the Roman attitude, in a way, in a nutshell. What else were they good at? Law. And what they were best at, and on this account, they held the kind of contempt for the Greeks that an engineering major in, say, chemical engineering at Purdue might hold for a classics major at Swarthmore. Yeah, you're smart, all right. You know all about Sanskrit roots. Great. You might even be able to teach a course like the one you're listening to. Great. I know facts. I can run things. I can build roads. I have real knowledge, and you can talk pretty. Fine. I'll take it. Talk pretty. There is a sense, there really is a sense, and you see it all over the place in Roman culture, that the Romans thought of the Greeks as bright, unruly children, and the Greeks thought of the Romans as unfortunate barbarians, but at least they don't bother us much. The Roman arts are rule, military organization, organization in general. And their self-conception and their conception of virtue is different, deeply different and interestingly different from both that of the Hebrews and from that of the Greeks. It's not all about arete and personal fulfillment, nor is it about righteousness and compassion. It's about the community. It's about Rome. It's about duty. It's about controlling yourself and acting in a responsible way so that things get done and done right and the community is well served. Fundamentally different than either. That in view, it's not hard to understand why when it came to a fight, the Romans beat the Greeks pretty much every time and beat the Hebrews every single time. That was what their ethic was designed to achieve. They really are. There is an American quality in many respects about Rome, this practicality, this hands-on, this contempt for the notion that practical things are lesser than theoretical things, all that very American. Also, as their empire developed, it was a huge multi-ethnic empire, which –